Welcome to This Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
In this lesson, we're exploring AI for creativity, brainstorming, and content development. And if you've watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill. Because, you know, this deep dive is really specifically designed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're, say, a university student grinding through complex research papers, or a young professional preparing to step into a digitally enabled future, we're looking at how you can leverage these tools to accelerate your content development and, well, completely eliminate those frustrating creative roadblocks.
Right, which we all have.
Exactly. I mean, to set this up, let's look at a totally universal experience. We have all faced the dreaded blank page.
Oh, yeah. The worst.
It's like a staring contest that the page always wins, right? You just sit there looking at a flashing cursor, dealing with writer's block, struggling to generate even one good idea.
Yeah, it's incredibly slow content development. The friction is just huge.
Right. The initial barrier just seems insurmountable. So how exactly does AI change this dynamic? How does it break the stalemate of that staring contest?
Well, it changes the dynamic because it fundamentally alters the cognitive load required to start a project.
Yep.
Right now, when you're staring at a blank page, you're asking your brain to perform two opposing, neurologically exhausting tasks at the exact same time.
Which are?
You're trying to engage in divergent thinking, which is, you know, generating novel, wild ideas from nothing.
Yeah.
But you're simultaneously engaging in convergent thinking.
Right, which is the structuring, evaluating, and judging of those ideas.
Exactly. And neuroscience shows us the brain hates doing this simultaneously. The friction is immense.
Yeah, you're basically hitting the gas and the brakes at the same time.
That's a perfect way to put it. So what AI does in this initial phase is it decouples those two processes entirely. It steps in to handle the heavy lifting of the divergent generation. It acts as your ideation partner, so you can sit comfortably in the seat of the evaluator.
That makes perfect sense. So it's not functioning as a traditional search engine, right, where you type in a query and get a definitive factual link?
No, far from it. I mean, a search engine is designed to find an existing answer to a closed question. Brainstorming and content development require the complete opposite approach.
Because you aren't looking for one definitive answer.
Right. You're searching for possibilities, variations, angles. AI steps into that gap by generating alternative ideas and totally unexpected perspectives at scale. It throws a massive amount of raw material at the wall, so you never have to start from zero.
Oh, wow. So you're completely short-circuiting writer's block because you're no longer attempting to conjure brilliance out of thin air.
Exactly. Instead, you're immediately transitioning into editing, refining, and reacting to a baseline of generated content.
Okay, let's unpack this because there is a very obvious objection here.
Sure.
If you're a student writing an essay on macroeconomics or a junior marketing executive drafting a launch campaign and a machine is doing the brainstorming, the drafting, and the outlining, aren't you just outsourcing your brain?
Right. That's the big fear.
Yeah. I mean, where is the human being in this workflow? It sounds like you're just a bystander watching an algorithm do your job.
That is the crucial distinction we need to make, and it really sits at the very center of the core concepts for this topic. AI is engineered to support human creativity, not replace human originality and judgment.
Okay, so how does that look in practice?
Well, if you take the first generic output the tool spits out and simply copy-paste it into your document, you are indeed outsourcing your brain. And the result will be, well, disastrously average.
Right, just totally bland.
Exactly. True AI-assisted creativity actually improves your personal productivity and allows for much wider creative exploration precisely because you, the human, remain firmly in the driver's seat.
Mm.
Think of it like a master chef who possesses flawless technical skills but absolutely no imagination.
Ooh, I like that analogy.
Right. This chef, the AI, knows how to cook the world's most perfectly average, mathematically crowd-pleasing meals. If you just serve what the chef cooks, nobody will complain, but nobody will remember it either.
Yeah, it's just hotel banquet food.
Yes.
Yes.
If you want a dish with actual soul, cultural bite, or a unique point of view, you have to bring your own exotic spices to the kitchen and direct the chef on exactly how to use them.
So what does this all mean for the listener, practically speaking? Like, if you are sitting down at your keyboard right now, looking at a major project deadline, How do you actually approach using this system to ensure you're the one supplying the spices, so to speak?
It requires adopting a few very specific, highly tactical strategies. The first technique is to use AI purely for volume during the idea generation phase.
Volume, okay.
Right. You never ask it to write the final polished product. Instead, you ask it to generate, say, 20 different angles or hooks for your topic. You are forcing the machine to run through its vast mathematical vector space of language to find unusual connections you might not have considered.
Pushing for massive volume like that immediately breaks the preciousness we usually feel about our first few ideas.
It does. You stop clinging to a bad idea just because it took you an hour to think of it. And once you have that volume, the second strategy is forcing the AI to explore multiple highly divergent creative directions.
Okay.
This is where you utilize something called persona prompting.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So if you're designing a presentation on the future of sustainable urban transport, you don't just ask for a generic outline. You tell the AI, act as an optimistic urban planner and outline this topic. Then in a separate prompt, you say, now act as a deeply skeptical automotive executive worried about profit margins and outline the same topic. Then maybe act as a commuter who relies on public transit.
That's brilliant. You're systematically forcing the tool to view the exact same set of facts through completely different ideological lenses.
What's fascinating here is that the raw output from those prompts is never your final product. The magic happens in the third and most critical step, which is combining the AI assistance with your own human creativity and judgment.
Right.
You review those three distinct outlines. You realize the urban planner's vision is inspiring, the executive's financial concerns are a necessary reality check, and the commuter's perspective provides the emotional core. You, the human being, extract the best elements from each and weave them together into a sophisticated, highly nuanced narrative that the AI could never have conceptualized on its own.
That really reframes the entire concept of digital literacy. The true high-value skill of the future workplace isn't, you know, knowing how to write a prompt that generates a massive block of text.
No, not at all.
The valuable skill is your editorial eye. It's the ability to curate, refine, and elevate machine-generated outputs using your own taste and strategic judgment.
Exactly. Looking at the trajectory of digital transformation, the professionals who will thrive aren't the ones looking for an autopilot. The professionals who will become indispensable are the ones who use AI to execute the tedious, low-level groundwork in seconds, freeing up 90% of their schedule to focus exclusively on high-level critical thinking, emotional resonance, and strategic refinement.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's look at a tangible, real-world case study to see how this workflow actually operates under pressure.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Consider a university student who was completely overwhelmed while trying to organize a massive presentation on supply chain logistics. They had spent weeks doing the research. They had a notebook full of data points on shipping bottlenecks, freight costs, and warehouse automation. But it was just a wall of noise.
Yeah, information overload.
Right. They had no narrative structure, and they were staring blankly at an empty presentation slide, completely paralyzed.
A feeling almost everyone listening to this has experienced at least once, whether in a classroom or a boardroom. Having the data is entirely different from knowing how to tell a story with it.
Exactly. So instead of forcing themselves to magically conjure a structure, this student took all those messy bulleted notes and fed the raw data into an AI tool. They didn't ask it to write the presentation. They asked the AI to provide three different narrative frameworks for the data.
Okay, nice.
They asked for a chronological timeline, a problem agitation solution structure, and an inverted pyramid structure prioritizing the most critical data first.
Which is brilliant because the output from that single prompt would instantly reveal the strengths and weaknesses of their research.
It did. The AI's breakdown showed the student that the chronological approach was incredibly boring, but the problem agitation solution framework suddenly highlighted a massive, glaring gap in their research regarding last mile delivery. The AI didn't do the work for them. It basically functioned as a high-speed narrative stress test. It completely turned their planning process around and allowed them to build a deeply compelling presentation.
Translating that specific transition from disorganized data to a structured, stress-tested plan is vital for understanding your future career. Because the core workflow you use to build a university presentation today is the exact same workflow you will use for a multi-million-dollar client pitch tomorrow. The context changes, and the financial stakes certainly get higher, but the cognitive battle against the blank page and the method for overcoming it is identical.
Totally.
Your future manager or client does not care if your initial structural brainstorm involved an AI.
Yeah.
They only care about the coherence, the strategic depth, and the undeniable quality of your final deliverable.
Knowing that, let's break down the exact practical applications you can try today to build this muscle. The source material outlines four key areas where you should deploy these tools immediately.
Okay, let's hear them.
First, brainstorming project ideas. Use the tool to generate raw material and get the momentum going. Second, generating outlines, exactly like the supply chain student did, to test different narrative structures. Third, improving headlines, titles, or email subject lines.
That third application is incredibly powerful because human beings easily fall into linguistic ruts. We rely on the same adjectives and the same sentence structures over and over.
We really do.
When you ask an AI to generate 30 variations of a headline, it searches its massive linguistic database to find statistically viable but uncommon verb pairings. It helps you discover a punchier rhythm or a more engaging hook in a fraction of the time it would take to brainstorm manually.
And the fourth application is generating creative alternatives. Like, if you have a paragraph that feels clunky or a concept that isn't landing, you ask the tool to explain it as a metaphor or rewrite it for a different audience. However, and this is the absolute golden rule of this entire process, after you execute any of those four applications, you must manually refine the outputs.
You have no choice but to refine it. And this raises an important question, which serves as the core reflection prompt for you as you integrate these skills. How can AI support my creativity while still preserving originality and critical thinking?
It really feels like the ultimate tightrope walk of the modern digital age, balancing the sheer generative power of the machine with the necessity of human originality.
Navigating that tension requires understanding the fundamental limitations of the technology. AI is a brilliant synthesizer of historical data. But human creativity remains absolutely essential because AI possesses zero lived experience and zero nuanced judgment.
Right.
It has processed billions of words about human emotion, workplace politics, and cultural shifts, but it has never actually experienced any of it.
It has never sat in a tense meeting and read the body language of a client. It has never felt the sting of a failed project or understood the unwritten, unspoken political dynamics of a specific corporate office.
Therefore, it lacks the nuance of human intuition.
Yeah.
That is why responsible use of this technology goes far beyond simply avoiding academic plagiarism. Responsible use is a matter of strategic alignment and brand voice.
Yeah.
An AI might suggest a marketing angle or a thesis statement that makes perfect logical sense based on its training data. But your human intuition, informed by the daily news cycle and your cultural awareness, might immediately recognize that the suggested phrasing is tone deaf and would completely alienate your target demographic.
If you blindly copy and paste, you aren't just risking your academic integrity. You are guaranteeing that you sound like a generic, mathematically average robot. Responsible use requires rigorous intellectual honesty. You have to actively interrogate the machine's output. You must ask yourself, is this actually accurate? Does this align with my unique perspective? Or does this just sound highly confident?
The illusion of confidence is perhaps the AI's most dangerous feature. These tools are probabilistically designed to sound authoritative, even when they are delivering incredibly generic advice or entirely hallucinated facts. Your critical thinking is the only filter that prevents that confident mediocrity from becoming your final product.
Since critical refinement is the only thing keeping us from sounding like robots, how do we actually train that human muscle? How do you practically build this skill in your daily digital life?
Creativity and digital fluency improve exclusively through experimentation and iteration. This is not a theoretical concept you can master just by listening to us talk about it.
Right, you can't just read about it.
Exactly. It is a practical skill, much like learning to play an instrument. You build confidence by getting your hands dirty. I strongly encourage you to approach these tools with a mindset of aggressive curiosity rather than apprehension. You cannot break the AI. It is not going to steal your innate creativity.
Push its limits.
Yes. Give it bizarre constraints. Ask it to solve a business problem using only analogies related to deep sea biology, just to see how it maps those concepts.
To facilitate that experimentation, there are highly specific practical digital tools available right now that go way beyond standard text-based chatbots. For instance, Canva Magic Design completely transforms visual brainstorming. It allows you to generate complex visual layouts and presentations simply by inputting text and asset tags. Then there is Gamma AI, which is a phenomenal tool for rapidly creating presentation decks.
Understanding the mechanics of a tool like Gamma AI is crucial. When you give it a text prompt, it doesn't just slap words onto a background. It uses natural language processing to parse the semantic hierarchy of your text.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it determines what your core thesis is, identifies the supporting data points, and then automatically maps that hierarchy onto visual templates, instantly deciding if a concept is best represented by a timeline, a grid, or a bulleted list.
And we also have Adobe Firefly, which utilizes diffusion models to let you generate and manipulate high-quality images creatively, starting from nothing but pixel noise and a text description.
Exploring these specific platforms expands your understanding of AI-assisted creativity, proving that it is heavily visual, structural, and design-oriented, not just a shortcut for writing essays.
Bringing our MasterChef analogy into these visual tools clarifies your role perfectly. Imagine you need a pitch deck by tomorrow morning. You open Gamma AI, paste your rough notes, and the software instantly plates the meal. It gives you 12 beautifully designed slides with a sleek, dark mode aesthetic.
The heavy lifting is done.
Exactly. But you, the human creative director, have to review the menu. You notice the AI chose a completely cliche stock photo for slide 3, and the visual hierarchy on slide 7 buries your most important financial metric. You step in, swap the image for something provocative, and manually adjust the layout to highlight the key data. You're steering the machine.
Stepping into that role of the creative director takes deliberate practice. It requires you to trust your own taste. As you continuously experiment with these platforms, you will begin to recognize the underlying patterns of AI output. You will spot its structural cliches and its repetitive visual choices.
Right.
Ironically, developing an eye for the AI's limitations is exactly what will make you a superior human creator. You learn how to quickly discard the obvious, median-level answers it provides and dig deeper for the truly original asymmetric insights that only a human mind can supply.
As we zoom out and look at your lifelong learning journey, I want to leave you with a final provocative thought to mull over. Think about it. If artificial intelligence can now give every single person on Earth 100 perfectly average, structurally sound ideas in 3 seconds, your true value in the future workplace is no longer your ability to come up with ideas from scratch. The barrier to entry for idea generation is now zero. Moving forward, your ultimate superpower will be having the critical eye to spot the one brilliant, unconventional spark hidden in a sea of algorithmic noise, and the human judgment to shape it into something uniquely yours.
The curation, that refinement, and that distinct human taste will undeniably be the defining professional skills of the next decade.
So as you integrate these strategies into your workflow, we explicitly encourage you to stay curious, remain responsible, and stay future ready. Don't shy away from these technologies. Master them so they work for you, rather than the other way around. Be sure to review the end-of-module study guide and, most importantly, complete the workbook activities. The practical application exercise, where you are tasked with brainstorming and manually refining an outline, is where the theoretical concepts become tangible skills. That hands-on practice is where the real learning happens.
And for those of you who want to push your understanding of this topic even further, the lesson provides a fantastic list of resources in the further reading section. I highly recommend checking out the books listed, Creative Confidence, Co-intelligence, and the Creative Habit. They're excellent, deeply insightful resources for exploring the fascinating intersection of human ingenuity and structured creative processes.
Brilliant recommendations. Thank you all so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep experimenting, keep refining, and we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you. Stay curious.